He's alive. Amen. He's alive.
Jesus is alive. Forever is alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever is alive. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom you gave to the world, who knew no sin, but laid down his life just because of us. Lord, we celebrate him today, the power of his resurrection, the grace that has given unto us, and redemption that he has brought to the world. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Lord, as we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord today in this online service, and as we go into your word, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that rose from the dead, that your word this morning will come from my mouth with your power and grace and anointing of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let the power of resurrection accomplish your word, even as I speak this morning. Thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I want to welcome all of you to this online service. Anywhere you are watching, all over the world, perhaps you are listening through the audio device, or you are watching on Instagram, or on Facebook, or on YouTube, I want to say happy Easter to you. This morning, I will be talking about our irrepressible hope. Our irrepressible hope. Today, the whole world is celebrating Christmas in small places, not in big sanctuaries, not in the tabernacles, not in the synagogues, but mostly online. But let me tell you something. When Jesus was crucified, there was a rancorous crowd. But when he was resurrected, the religious leaders, the political leaders, the Sadducees and Pharisees, they wanted to be a silent event. They didn't want anybody to know that Jesus Christ arose. They bribed the watchers of the grave. The soldiers were bribed, and they were told to tell a lie, that tell people that nothing happened, that his disciples came to see him, but let this thing just pass silently. But the resurrection of the Lord was not something that anybody could keep down. At the end of the day, Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. He appeared to two people on the way to Manos. He appeared to 11 where they were gathered. He then announced that he'd go to Galilee, and then it was became a bigger fear. Let me tell you something. I don't know how you are feeling today. I don't know whether you are feeling low. I don't know where you are feeling down. I don't know whether you are feeling downcast. I don't know where you are disturbed. I don't know maybe you are even economically and financially distressed. Let me tell you this morning, I bring unto you the irrepressible hope. But let me tell you something. For you to appropriate the irrepressible hope brought by the Lord Jesus Christ through his resurrection, you need an irrepressible spirit. I will take my text this morning from the book of Mark, chapter 16, and I'm going to read from verse 1 to 10. And after that, I will just tell you about 7 takeaways from Easter Sunday. I want to go to the book of Mark, chapter 16, from verse 1 to 10. And I begin to read. Mark chapter 16, verse 1 to 10. Or maybe I'll ask somebody to just stand up beside me here and take the microphone and read for me. Sister Abigail, just take the microphone and read Mark chapter 16, verse 1 to 10.
When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him.
Okay, let me read it for you. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. They want to go anoint the dead body. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Verse 3. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away, the stone, from the door of the sepulchre? And when Mary looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. Verse 5. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. Verse 6. And he said unto them, be not affrighted. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. Verse 7. But go your way. Listen to this. Go your way. Tell his disciple and Peter. He mentioned Peter specifically, that he went before you unto Galilee, and there you shall see him as he said unto you. Verse 8. And they went out quietly, quickly, and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed, neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Verse 9. Now, when Jesus was risen early, the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast out 7 devils. Verse 10, which is where I'm stopping now. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. Hallelujah. I tell you that the hope that you have through the Lord Jesus Christ is irrepressible. And they thought they had killed him, they had buried him, and he would remain there in the grave. Because up to this time, everybody that died remained in the grave. But Jesus could not be kept in the grave. When they got there, they found an empty sepulchre. And the first takeaway I want to tell you this morning, I'm going to talk about something quickly because of my time, is the blending of gratitude with fortitude. What did I say? Blending of gratitude with fortitude. Gratitude is a feeling of thankfulness. It's an expression of thanks. But fortitude, it is the courage to stand in the midst of adversity and difficulties. Jesus Christ, when he died, by the time he was going, the disciples felt what he had done for him. And some of them, no, they stood afar off. But when they saw what befell Jesus, they ran away. Yes, they were grateful for what Jesus did, but they didn't have the fortitude to stand the time of difficulty. But when you look at these three women, and this is a lesson for all of us today who believe in the Lord, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome the wife of Zebedee, the mother of the two sons of Zebedee. For Mary, Jesus Christ, Mary Magdalene just cast out seven devils. Some people will say that Mary was a prostitute. Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. Let me tell you, there's no authority in the Bible that says that Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. That was just an inference, and I just say a fallacy by some people. And why, if you can say, well, she should be grateful that Jesus Christ cast away someone there. But look, go back to the scripture in the gospel. There was a man, a demoniac. Jesus Christ cast devil out of him. And how many devils did he cast out? Legion. In military terms, legion is 20,000. So the man that from whom he cast out 20,000 demons, where was he? If God was the only thing. But Mary blended gratitude with fortitude. He did not deny Jesus even the midst of adversity. He didn't run away when even look as if that everything was gone. He was with Jesus at the trial, just like Peter and the rest. But Peter ran away when he was pointed out. After the trial, he was with Jesus at the crucifixion. He saw him on the cross. He saw him crucified. He was with Jesus at the graveside. He saw him when they took him to the grave. And again in the morning, he was also there on the morning of the resurrection. He stood by the law all the way. What does this mean? Mary Magdalene followed the law with her heart. I want to ask you this morning, if you want to appropriate this irrepressible hope, you need to follow the Lord Jesus with all your heart. The disciples, they were with Jesus for 3.5 years. But I just say, as at that time, they were following Jesus with their head and not with their heart. What is your head goes to your memory. But you know one thing? Memory fades. Am I right? Memory fades. When you have somebody who is close to you, when it goes away, you remember him initially. After some time, he might begin to dwindle. After that, he fades away. So memory faith, when you live with Jesus Christ, you relate with Jesus on the basis of your head knowledge, on your human understanding, the memory of the Lord will be your head. But when adversity comes, it begins to fade. But whatever stays in the heart sticks. Mary Magdalene and the three and the other women, they had Jesus in their heart, not in their head. What in their head goes to memory. Memory fades, but what's in the heart sticks. I want to ask you this morning, are you really following the Lord with your heart, or you are following with your head? The second thing I want to talk about this morning quickly is the power of submissiveness. For you to appropriate the irrepressible hope, you have to be submissive to the Lord. Jesus Christ submitted to the Lord. It was not easy to go to the cross. Remember, he cried and prayed 3 times. Father, let this cup pass over me. He had a desire to live. He had a desire not to go through the pain. He had a desire not to go through all the trauma. Let me tell you something. You do no wrong when you have desires. But you do every wrong when you submit to a desire outside the will of God. You can have any desire, but the most important thing is to ensure that you submit all your desire to the counsel and the purpose of God. At the end of the day, what did he say? He said that, but not my will, but your will. So, number three, I want to talk about sacrificial love. If you really want to appropriate the irrepressible hope, you must demonstrate the love of God. In John chapter 15, verse 13, what the Bible say? It's like a greater law. And there cannot be law without sacrifice. You can't love a man or a woman if you are not ready to sacrifice for him or her. But many of us, we say we love the Lord, but we don't want to sacrifice anything. We don't want to sacrifice our comfort. We don't want to sacrifice our resources. We don't want to sacrifice our time. We don't want to sacrifice our pleasure. You cannot love without sacrifice. If you have to appropriate the irrepressible hope of the Lord, you must be ready to sacrifice in love. I used to tell young people, and I said it several days in the church, that if you are a young lady, you are engaged to a man, and there's no day that man thinks of even sending you a Christmas card. He does not even think or send you an Easter card. He doesn't give you anything about say, I love you, I love you. When you marry him, you'll be on your own. Because there cannot be love without giving. So you must know you need to sacrifice. And I want to challenge you, brethren, this is a difficult time for people in the world. For those of you or those of us who are privileged, let us sacrifice for others at this time. Let us reach out unto others in love. In our nation, and yet already is a period of lockdown. Show love at this Easter period. Extend the hand of love to people. But don't politicize your love. Today in our nation, I see so many people say they are giving palliatives. They put their picture on the bag of rice. They put about one Congo. And they say, this is COVID-19 palliative. They are not showing love, they are campaigning. That is not love. You don't begin to politicize your love. You do it as unto the Lord. That's not sacrifice. And even at this time, many people are even trying to make money out of people's misery. They donate money to give palliative to people who are locked down, and some people still connect to take out of it for their personal use. This is the season of Christmas, part of Easter rather. Part of the lesson of Easter is to sacrifice, is to think of others, is to give unto others. And number four, I want to say that part of the lesson that Easter is teaching us is forgiveness. Now, when you look at that verse 7 of Mark chapter 10 that we read, the Lord charged the angel that ministered unto him. He told him before he rose, said, when Mary comes here, because he knew Mary was going to come, said, tell Mary to go and tell me, and he should tell Peter. I know Peter was specifically mentioned. Many of us, we have forgiven Peter. He was a man who promised heaven and earth. He was a man who said, I am ready to be with you for anything. He was a man who was ready to cut off the ear of one of the people that came to arrest him. He was a man that overpromised but underdelivered. He disappointed the Lord. The Lord leaned on him, but he let him down. But Jesus went back to Peter, said, go and tell Peter, I still want to see him. Disciples ran away. They went to their own business. Only women, the weaker vessels, came back to look for Jesus Christ in the grave. Disciples thought it was finished. If you are Jesus, will you readily forgive? Will you really embrace Peter? Will you really trust Peter again? Will you bring him again with your inner caucus? We will entrust great into his hands. I want to tell you something. Only the strong can forgive. And when you see any man bearing grudges and living animosity, is very weak and is a coward. Those who bear grudges are cowards. They are weak. Those who forgive are those that are strong. Only the strong can forgive. I want to speak unto this morning Be a strong man. Somebody has offended you, forgive him. A friend has offended you, forgive him. Your friend has offended you, forgive you. Forgive him. Your brother, your sister, they have offended, forgive them. Let us use this season of Easter to release ourselves and become strong. When you forgive, you become the stronger person. When somebody lives with you in animosity and with grudge, that person is either a coward or a weakling. And you know one thing? When you forgive, you become a creditor. And the person you forgive becomes a debtor. Let's look at it. What the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 12. I want us to read it quickly. You see what I'm talking about? Romans chapter 8 verse 12. He said, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. Why are we debtors? Because Jesus forgave the debt that we could not pay. We owe the debt that we could not pay. He forgave the debt that he did not owe. So because he forgave us, we are debtors eternally. Whether we like it or not, the entire human race are debtors. What made us to be debtors? Because of the forgiveness that Jesus Christ purchased for us with his blood on the cross of Calvary. So when anytime you are forgiven, see that as if you are increasing your own credit. You become a creditor in the heavenly bank. So brethren, don't live with grudges. Use this opportunity of Easter today to set yourself free. Celebrate the lordship of the Lord, the resolve of the Lord today by writing off every offense that anybody has committed against you. Because forgiveness prepares the ground for reconciliation. If Jesus did not forgive Peter and the rest, he couldn't reconcile them unto himself. And if he did not reconcile Peter and the rest to himself, how would the gospel got it to us today? And what would have been the faith of the entire human race or mankind? And number five, quickly, because of my time is running, I want to say that repentance is part of the lesson of Easter. After all said and done, Peter and the rest, they repented. Bible says, all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. Everybody was born a sinner. None was born a saint. But there's a power of forgiveness if we choose to repent. I want to speak unto you this morning. I want to challenge this morning. It does not matter what you are and who you are. But you can choose the opportunity of the Easter to repent and then be reconciled unto the Lord of the Lord. See this momentum. Come unto the Lord. Say, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You are troubled, you are bothered. Come unto God this morning and let him give you rest from your trouble. Number six, quickly, I'll say seven things and then we're going to pray. Is the restoration. Remember, when Jesus Christ was going to Golgotha, they were scattered. The disciples, they scattered. They went at the scatter. But when tell you, Easter is telling you, anytime you are forgiving, see that as if you are increasing your own credit, you become a creditor in the heavenly bank. So, brethren, don't live with grudges. Use this opportunity of Easter today to set yourself free. Celebrate the lordship of the Lord, the resolve of the Lord today by writing off every offense that anybody has committed against you, because forgiveness prepares the ground for reconciliation. If Jesus did not forgive Peter and the rest, he couldn't reconcile them unto himself. And if he did not reconcile Peter and the rest to himself, how would the gospel got it to us today? And what would have been the faith of the entire human race or mankind? And number five, quickly, because of my time is running, I want to say that repentance is part of the lesson of Easter. After all said and done, Peter and the rest, they repented. Bible say, all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. Everybody was born a sinner. None was born a saint. But there's a power of forgiveness if we choose to repent. I want to speak unto you this morning. I want to challenge this morning. It does not matter what you are and who you are, but you can choose the opportunity of the Easter to repent and then be reconciled unto the Lord. The Lord, see this momentum. Come unto the Lord. Say, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You are troubled, you are bothered. Come unto the Lord this morning and let him give you rest from your trouble. Number six, quickly, I will say seven things and then we are going to pray. Is the restoration. Remember, when Jesus Christ was going to Golgotha, they were scattered. The disciples, they scattered. They went at a scatter. But when he appeared in Galilee, what happened? They gathered. Let me tell you, Easter is telling you that everything that the cankerworm and devourer has eaten your life or through lockdown, through COVID-19 pandemic, that Lord is able to restore in multifold, and he did will restore in the mighty name of Jesus. What was scattered at Golgotha were gathered at Galilee. But don't stay at Golgotha. You stay at Golgotha, you are still living at the level of sin. You stay at Golgotha, you are yet to reconcile. You are still at Golgotha, you are yet to repent. But when you come to Galilee, you come for forgiveness, you come for reconciliation, you come to be empowered. I invite you this morning to come unto Galilee, where things are gathered, where things are restored, where power is given, where enablement is given, where anointing is bestowed. Come unto Galilee this morning. Galilee is not just a physical place. It's a spiritual place. And I'm calling you to Galilee this morning. Come to the place of restoration. Jesus Christ resurrected that he might restore the hope of man. Perhaps you are downcast. Perhaps you are giving up. Perhaps you are even sick. Perhaps you are troubled. But this morning, I am telling you, God is able to restore everything that seems that you are lost in the mighty name of Jesus. And finally, number seven, I want to talk about the power dominion. Resurrection gave us the power to rule and to reign. In the Old Testament, the power was separated. There was kingship, there was priesthood. The priesthood dominated, they were in charge of the spiritual authority. Kingship were in charge of the authority of the world. But at resurrection, there was a convergence of kingship with priesthood so that we can begin to reign. Let me tell you, Bible say after he resurrected, Bible said that he's now at the right hand of the Father. So it's not, it's far above principality and powers. And that is where we are. We have the devil under our feet. Let me tell you, when you have the power of resurrection, you cannot fear anything. When the power of resurrection works in your life, you live in dominion. I tell you a story. Sometimes ago, I told my wife, I was in my office, and somebody called me on phone. And sometimes I don't usually pick on registered number. I pick the call. And when I pick the call, the man started chanting incantation. I just said, good morning, hello, sir. And the next day I heard, I said, hello. As soon as I answered, I started chanting incantation. And what is that? And I replied. There's a time against Jacob. Next day I divided against Israel. And I spoke in Yoruba. In your kifi or ba molo roja, in your molo oro, a cafe man of your roba media, or on your sofu gyo koto, tofig be. So when you have the power of resurrection, you live in dominion. Come what the Bible says. Let's look at it. Psalm 68, verse 18. Quickly, I'm going to round up now. We're going to pray. Psalm 68, this we are. I'm going to lead you to prayer. Psalm verse 18. thou hast ascended where? On high. Thou hast led captivity captive, and thou hast given gifts for men. Hallelujah. He has ascended from the grave unto high, far above principality and power. And not only that, he led captivity captives. And after that, he gave gifts unto men. This is what the power of resurrection has given unto us. You can no longer stay down. My friend, the lion of the tribe of Judah has restored our hope. Let me demonstrate to you again to know the Genesis. Let's go to the book of Genesis before I go to pray. Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37. I'm going to read briefly from verse 23 to 28. And after that, I'll just read the verse. I'm going to pray. Genesis chapter 27, starting from verse 23. And it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren that they stripped him. They stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him. Hallelujah. Verse 34. And they took him and cast him into a pit. And the pit was what? Empty. And there was no water in it. Next verse. And after that, they then sat down to eat bread. And they lifted up their eyes and looked. And behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels, bearing spice and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. Verse 26. And Judah, hallelujah. Jesus, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Because it is written, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. And Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Verse 26. Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites. And let not our hands be upon him, for he is our brother, and our flesh, and his brethren were content. Joseph had coat of many colors. He had a vision of dominion. He had a vision of rulership. He has a vision of being in a place of preeminence, but they cast him into the pit. Where there was no water, where there was no food, he should starve to death, he should die of thirst, he should die of hunger. And while he was thirsty and hungry, people were sitting merry in merriment. They were eating bread, they were celebrating. But then, Judah rose up to intervene. Let me tell you, it's time to tell us there's intervention in the affairs of men. It's time to tell us there's a great intervention that the Lord is wrought on your behalf. If Judah didn't intervene, in the life of Joseph, his dream would have been dead. He would have died with his dream. Let me tell you something. I don't know whether your hope is shattered today. I don't know whether your vision is blurred. I don't know whether your dream is becoming bloody. I don't know where your vision is becoming dim. But this morning, the lion of the tribe of Judah is coming to intervene. It was a great intervention in your situation in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe me this morning as we are going to pray, the Lord is going to arise on your behalf with the great power of resurrection and intervene your situation in the mighty name of Jesus. And read Romans chapter 8 verse 11 and I will begin to pray. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. What does he say? Romans chapter 8 verse 7. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. Hallelujah. If the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal body. This morning, the Lord is coming to you where you are, in your sitting room, in your living room, in anywhere you are connecting, online, YouTube, Instagram, audio, that Lord will intervene in your spirit this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, can you stand on your feet? Anywhere you are, in your room, anywhere you are, on YouTube, connected on Instagram, connected on Facebook, connected by audio, stand where you are. And I want to go to sing this song, and the power of God is going to flow into your life. The power of resurrection. Not from me, but from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Let your power flow in this place. Let your healing come in this place. We call for signs and wonders, yeah, in this place. Let your presence flow in this place. Anointing, anointing, fall on me. Your mercies will I see. Oh, just like the days when power parted the sea, your power remains the same. Yes, you never change, Baba Fia.
Go into the ministry of power into your life. I want to call on those who need to reconcile with the Lord this morning. It was when people were reconciled, the apostles were reconciled unto the Lord, that they were able to enjoy the power of resurrection. Let me tell you something. You may not be born again before you receive a miracle, but you can only be whole when you are born again. So, I'm going to pray for you this morning. I have no doubt in my mind that God is going to touch your life. But for you to be made whole, you need to give your life to God. So, anywhere you are, I want you to just confess unto the Lord this morning. Tell God you are reconciling unto Him. You are using the opportunity of this Easter period to come unto him and give your life unto him and live on him and serve him from now onward. When you pray that prayer, the Lord will come into your life and then you will experience him afresh and anew. Father, I pray for anybody and whoever is listening this morning and is concerned unto the Lord. Father, draw such a person near. Make him your heart, your child, and give him a new life, a new life in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, listen to me. For those of you who are watching online, know that we are sufficient in ourselves. Our sufficient God was made up able minister of the New Testament. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. I want you now to stretch your hands. Just stretch your hand forward. If you are seeing me online, stretch your hand to me. Let me tell you something, a secret. Part of the grace of God upon my life, which has told me that at times when I'm ministering, I feel the anointing of God upon me and they sense it in my palms. And at that time, God wants me to either lay hand or set my hand to people. And when they stretch their hand, they connect to that grace. So this morning, I want to stretch your hands. If you are looking for the fruit of the womb, put your hand on your stomach. If you are sick, put your hand on the head. But you are waiting for one miracle, then stretch your hand, begin to speak, begin to talk about that, and after I'm going to pray, and the Lord is going to meet you. We are talking about the power of resurrection. We are not talking about me here now. We are talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. We are talking about the power of resurrection. Say, he has ascended almost high. He has led captivity captive. He has given gifts unto men. And part of the benefit of the gift you are going to enjoy this morning through this ministration. Stretch your hands towards we, wherever you are watching me. Stretch towards the screen. If you are listening online, just stretch it forward and begin to ask the Lord what you want the power of resurrection to do for you. I don't know what it is. It might not be for you, it might be for somebody. Begin to speak about what you want the power of resurrection to you for this morning. I give 1 or 2 minutes to do that, and after I'm going to pray for you and close this service. Manteli mama kaskepo rondo kokoko skomboli regeto limamo koskoboliga raandu kaskiboko koskombo reende kekeke sebo raanda kakakaka sandalaba raandu kakakaka reendo koskobo reendi kaskibrula maskanda rengeskopo popo skandaliga raandu keskepo limama raende kuskaba reendu yarima skanda regento loboskobo regegegegeska raandu sekebo Rundo koskoboliba ra inda kaskalaba inda matine mo Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, as I stretch forth my hand this morning, let my hand be an extension of your hand. And as many as they are stretching forth their hand this morning, let them connect with the grace. Let them connect with the power of resurrection. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came and knew no sin, who are made up to be righteous by his blood, who was hung on the cross of Calvary, who was thrown to the grave and the tomb was sealed with his stone, who ascended the third day and went unto heaven with the Father, who is now seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for the saints. Lord, I appropriate that power of resurrection unto your people this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, if there's anybody who is sick, I speak the power of healing in the name of Jesus, into those both people right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even if you are coronavirus positive, by listening to me this morning, by stretching for your hand, I decree the power of healing into your body, into your system, right in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let healing flow. Let healing flow. Let healing flow. Let healing flow into the life of people who are hearing now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Whatever the form of sickness they may be having, they may be entertaining. I decree healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Sicknesses are strangers. They have names. Bible says, as they hear of me, they will obey. The stranger shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their dead places. Every stranger in the form of sicknesses, in the life of people hearing this morning, I command you to get out of their body, and I command them to be made right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
If there's anybody who's looking for the fruit of one womb and is hearing this morning, that will save the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Dwells in you, he that raised Christ from the dead will quicken your mortal body. Now I pray in the mighty name of Jacob Nazareth, who rose on the third day, that every dead womb, every womb that is barren, every womb that is sick, this morning be quickened by the power of resurrection and receive life and receive conception in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree in the mighty name of Jesus, you that is looking for the fruit of the womb, this year you conceive.
Amen.
Your womb is open.
Amen.
I say your womb is open.
Amen.
I say your womb is open.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus Christ will bypass every protocol.
Amen.
To give you a child.
Amen.
To give you your child.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If anybody is losing hope, if anybody is downcast, if anybody is discouraged, I ask that the power of resurrection will quicken your life.
Amen.
Will quicken your business.
Amen.
Will quicken your career.
Amen.
Will quicken your home.
Amen.
You quicken your relationship.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, I ask for a quickening spirit and with the quickening power to walk in the lives of your people. Anywhere they are down, let them be lifted up in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree a lifting. I decree a race. Unto you in every area of life in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And to everyone that's hearing me, I decree protection of God over your life. You are protected against COVID-19.
Amen.
It shall not be your portion.
Amen.
It shall not be your portion.
Amen.
You will not be a part of the statistics of the pandemic.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I put upon your life spiritual immunity of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When a plague came to Egypt, the Bible say, when I see the blood, I will pass you over, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. I speak unto everyone which enemy this morning, including myself, I put the mark of the blood of Jesus upon you. And I decree that you not be infected.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Any virus that comes in contact with you by accident, we die by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Receive protection of the
Lord. Amen.
The Lord will shield you.
Amen.
The Lord will keep you.
Amen.
The Lord will protect you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.